Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our Knucklehead runners up today. We're going to start off with this this guy who lost his load of roofing nails, apparently. This was phoned into us by a listener. We haven't been able to get any more information on, but he claims this guy lost his load of roofing nails in a roundabout. Slater Road right off I-5, and a whole bunch of people's tires got flattened, and he says the guy continued on. And
ouch.
Our other runner-up is a Supreme Court Justice, Judge Breyer, one of the Supremes. An argument yesterday came to a halt in the Supreme Court when somebody's phone went off. It was Justice Breyer's cell phone that went off. You're not supposed to bring cell phone, any kind of electronic device, into the courtroom. Strictly forbidden.
Yeah. And then when his ringtone shouted out,
I see hemp fields forever growing wild and free.
The rest of everybody over there said,
what? Better than what might have been on Clarence Thomas's ringtone. So he's one of our knucklehead nominees today. One of the runners-up. But the winner today is the guy who tried to pay his stripper with a fake credit card.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Let me give you a little backstory on our 38-year-old knucklehead, Kevin Boudreau Jr. Back in Florida, back in October, he tried to pay a $57 tab at a restaurant with a credit card, but it got declined. He said, it's cool. Just call my dad. My dad will pay for it if you just get him on the line. But they couldn't, so he had previously failed to pay a bill at the same restaurant, so they had him arrested. Well, he's back at it again because he showed up Saturday night at a strip club called Body Shots in Ocala, Florida. But he had a new strategy, John. Instead of having Pops pay for it, he rolled in there, racked up $107 worth of skin time, and said, how about paying for it? Put it all on this right here, please.
All right.
And he handed over a credit card that didn't have a name on it. It was a fake card or one of those sample cards they send you in the mail when you get a credit card offer.
It says your name here or something like that.
Registered homeowner.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Current resident.
Yeah.
He's a current resident of the jail there in Ocala, Florida. On $107 trying to pay for it with a fake credit card.
We may see him at the end of the week for the 9:30 Knucklehead of the Week.